Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome back to Radio Law Talk, hour number three. I'm Todd Kunin, filling in for Fred Penny, who's on assignment. We are 2 hours in, 1 hour left to go. We've reapplied the deodorant, taken a quick walk around the studio. I don't know, any other stuff that we did? Over on the right of me, here's Denise Dirks. Denise, how you holding up?
I'm holding up well. I'm doing really well. I'm looking forward to this hour.
Caffeine's kicked in. We got the blinds pulled, so the sunlight's coming in. Denise is perked right up. Good heavens. Early, she's I'm just sluggish. Get a little bit of sunlight in here. Everything's going great. Of course, as soon as we let the sunlight in, Cal started to burn. Cal, how you doing?
You know, I'm doing well. I got some gargle. Did a little gargling thing. That's always helpful.
That's good. Just stay away from the garlic, I hear, and what is it, wooden steaks?
Yeah. Now you tell me. Okay.
Now you tell me. Oh, great. We've had a lot we talked about in the first hour, or first couple of hours here. Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie, last hour. We've talked about, I just saw a story. I don't know if we'll get to it. Maybe we'll cover it next week. But it was very interesting about a California winery that recently had to forfeit, 2,000 bottles of wine because of the way they were fermenting it? And it was kind of interesting, but maybe we'll get to that one at the bottom of the hour here. Take a little bit closer of a look at it there. But that was an interesting story. We've got stuff to get to this hour, though. Kevin Costner's ex has moved out of the house, got a, you know, just this little, you know, it's a step above a Tori Spelling's RV. You know, it's only $35,000 a month. Good heavens, how does she get by?
Wow.
Triplets going to, with their mom, to jury, the UFC class action lawsuit, and a bunch to get to here. Tesla, we talked about somebody suit. Now, look, I get somebody, you know, you heard my opinions about somebody suing Texas Pete's Barbecue because it might have been from North Carolina and not Texas. I understand, you know, that, whatever. I do get the Tesla lawsuit, though.
I get that one. I also get the Google one.
Yes. Let's put it this way. In the first hour, we talked about this. You want to scare your kid, tell them you took a look at their browser history, right? And this Google lawsuit, let's just say this. Incognito mode on Google might be as not be as incognito as you think. And Google's getting taken to task on that one. And if the allegations are true, rightly so, right?
Right.
That is just no way. And we also have case or no case.
Yeah, we do. You ready for that?
Sure, go ahead.
All right, here we go.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Edwardsville, Illinois, where a bicyclist got into a crash on his brand new Schwinn. He was riding along when the front tire just came off, causing some pretty nasty injuries. Miles Mayberry Lopilato was hurting head to toe because when the tire and front fork came off, he was tossed to the ground ingloriously. His mother immediately sought medical treatment, then an attorney. Why? Because she called Target and asked about, you know, the bike and all of that, and she said they were dismissive to me. The manager told me, well, did you assemble it according to instructions? She said there were none in the box. He said that's impossible. And so she said, I'm going to go get a lawyer and see if I can sue you. Case or no case? Todd, you're first here.
Nope, I am.
Oh, Denise, I'm sorry. Thank you. Glad for keeping track, because I'm obviously not. Denise, let's say you.
Well, this would be a case where you potentially could sue Target because they're the store you bought it at.
Yep.
And potentially sue the manufacturer of the bike because they're the ones that failed to put the assembly instructions in.
Allegedly, yeah.
And if you were in a state to where you, where the fault can be apportioned to different people, perhaps when you put it together, there's some fault on your part as well, right? So this isn't just a pure breach of warranty or negligent manufacturing or all of that. All of this comes to play. And this is what happened. Cal was reading Bicycles Are Us, and he thought about an interesting type of a scenario where the front tire would come off of the bicycle and it caused some pain. And in his glory of thinking this, he made this all up. It's not a case.
Okay, Denise, thank you. Todd, hardly a glorious makeup, I would say. But anyway, what's your thought on this scenario proposed as a case? Or no case.
When did this allegedly happen?
Fairly recently.
Fairly
recently. That's all I can say.
Okay.
I don't know an actual year, but I know it's fairly recently, and I'll tell you why later.
Okay, because here's the thing. And it was Target, right?
Yep.
All right.
And Pacific Bicycle Incorporated, the manufacturer of the
Okay. And the reason I ask that is, if it was fairly recently, if the bike had to be assembled, there's a good possibility that the bike was purchased and shipped directly to her home. Now, you're saying that she called the manager at the store, which would indicate that she purchased the bike at the store, but most of the bikes at Target are already assembled. And, I mean, you go there and they have the bikes all kind of lined up. Walmart's the same way. You got the bikes already there, so they come pre-assembled. If you get a bike that's not assembled, they usually offer to assemble it for you unless you opt to assemble it on your own at your house, and you take the risk of doing that. Also, now look, I know that there, look, if this was the gearing mechanism was messed up or the handlebar was not put on correctly or something like that, I get that. That's a little bit more complicated. Bolting the wheel to the forks is a little bit more straightforward. I mean, that's more of a you couldn't figure that one out. So because of all of that, I'm inclined to agree with Denise that this is a case of Cal just thinking this up. And I don't think that we necessarily have a righteous set of facts, if you will. I think Cal, whether it was Home Bike Daily, Bikes Are Us, you know, whether he thought I came to a fork in the road and took the road less traveled and decides to do a slightly different take on that. Two roads diverged into yellow wood. I don't know. I'm going no case, Cal. I think you've risked your immortal soul.
And I think that you have a chance here, Cal, to make double points.
I'm liking that. I'm liking that. And I'm going to tell you what. Guess what?
What?
I get double points.
Uh-oh.
Case, suit filed in Madison County Circuit Court against defendants Target and Pacific Bicycle, citing negligence and product liability. Amount requested $75,000. Why I say I don't know when it happened, Todd, is because it is still in the discovery and deposition phase at this point.
So how many points do you get then?
Well,
he gets four.
I get 4 points. I was right.
Because we both said no case.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. That's right. Okay. All right. Cal gets points.
Cal doesn't have to guess the outcome.
That's right. He does not.
That's easier for me. That's why I get fewer points less frequently.
All right. When we come back, it's going to be speed round. We got a lot to talk about. Kevin Costner, FX founder, Incognito Mode, UFC, triplets in court. And a partridge in a pear tree. I may have lied about that last one. Don't go away.
So that is your own version of case or no case, I guess. We'll be right back with more on Radio Law Talk. You stay there, and we'll be back, we promise. Can be heard on RadioLawTalk.com from 9 to noon Pacific time every Saturday. That's RadioLawTalk.com.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590.
Kind of a big deal.
Is this real life?
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
You know, it never ceases to amaze me. Never ceases to amaze me how some things can seemingly fly under the radar that are kind of bigger operations. And you wonder, good heavens, how did anybody think that was going to be a viable idea? And I'm talking about this case that we just got in, this case about Ocean Fathoms wine. All right, so here's the deal. Normally, you know, they make the... They stomp the grapes, they make everything, and then you let the wine ferment for a while, the liquid, and it ferments, and then it comes to a... That's how you get alcohol and all that. I don't know. Did you ever do that biology experiment in high school? Sophomore year.
Not in high school.
Sophomore year in high school. They said, all right, bro, this is how you do it, and let's see what it's like. And everybody started it in November, December, and by April... came around and our biology professor was like, okay, I'm going to test this. And some of that had been prepared in its strength. And I don't know if it was completely authentic or somebody just took something from their dad's wine cabinet or whatever. But still, Ocean Fathoms Wine, this was their deal. They take the product, and then to let it ferment, they actually put it on the ocean floor off the coast of Santa Barbara. They leave it there for a year. They left it there long enough. They leave the bottles out there long enough to where, was it, sea life and coral would start to form around it, right? And the idea was they'd bring it back, letting it ferment on the ocean
barnacles
floor.
On it? I mean, seriously, like oysters and clams clinging to the side of the bottle.
Yeah, the novelty of it, I get. And if it was completely safe, boy, I could see why they would charge, because it's unique and nobody else is doing it. Come to find out, there's a reason nobody else is doing it, because the FDA says that might not be safe for consumption. Because of the, I mean, look, if barnacles are growing on the outside of the bottle, then the only thing keeping that bottle from sea life and the contents of the bottle from sea life is the cover and the cork. And I think that the FDA is saying, well, look, you can use a bottle to put a message in, and maybe that doesn't get contaminated because nobody's going to drink the message, but this year. And so the San Diego County, the DA's office, not San Diego, Santa Barbara, DA's office prosecuted them, and they had to surrender, what, 2,000 bottles?
2,000 bottles, which had to be destroyed. They recycled the bottles themselves.
They didn't even donate it to good charities.
Yes, and but another big problem with this winery was that it didn't have a license.
Yeah.
It didn't have an alcohol license at all to sell wine.
Our bad.
Yeah. and that's the thing. When they're thinking about this, you know, you just kind of wonder if at some point in time during the business formation meetings where they're talking about everything, you know, if somebody's going, you know, I feel like we're missing something. I feel like we're missing. What are we missing? I don't know. I can't think of it. And nobody ever said, oh, yeah, do we actually have a license to make this stuff, you know?
Let alone sell it.
And maybe one of them was saying, well, I don't think you need a license. I remember back in biology class in high school, I didn't need a license to, yeah.
I'm surprised they let you do that because you guys were minors at the time. How can you be making alcohol?
This was 1984. Okay, so
still,
yeah. Well, it was an experiment. We weren't selling it. We didn't. I think that what he thought was that whatever fermentation occurred, that it was going to be such a small amount. You know, akin to what was that near beer that they had that anybody could buy because it was less than 2% alcohol or something like that. And he figured it wouldn't be that much. You'd be able to taste the process to see if there was some alcohol, but there was somebody that came in. I just remember the look on his face when they came in with this little mason jar full of stuff and he took a drink and he was like, whoa. You know?
Thank you. Who made this?
Because I thought I was getting wine. Somebody gave me with moonshine for crying
yeah,
out loud.
Yeah, exactly. No, I've made plum wine and I've made apricot wine, both which turned out very good, but they were very strong.
I'll tell you, and
really,
have you ever heard of a beverage called Pruno?
Made in the finest toilets of the finest prisons in the country.
Pruno is jailhouse wine, and they'll take, you know, it's interesting how creative they get to find whatever they can that will ferment, but it's usually the leftovers from fruit, you know, when they, you know, orange wedges and all that kind of stuff. They'll take the rinds and throw them in there, whatever they can get, put them in a plastic bag. And, boy, those jailhouse chemists, I'm using the air quotes, they make all sorts of stuff. And
yeah, and they store the bag in the toilets many times, Denise, because it's a safe, watertight space. So, hate to say it, but it's true. Yeah.
Well, I guess that's kind of ocean fermented in a way, too, right?
Well, yes.
Sewer fermented. Let's go there.
Please tell me that's a barnacle.
Oh, God.
Oh, we've gone off the rails here. So that is the... That's the wine case. Yeah, yikes.
Seal.
Really quickly, what's going on with Kevin Costner's ex?
Well, she has moved out of his house. Well, she moved out of the big house and into the smaller house on there and was there temporarily until she could find suitable space for her and the children. And she did find some in Santa Barbara on the ocean side, and it rents out for $35,000 a month. It's apparently very beautiful, four-bedroom, four-bath, with a pool and, you know, area for the kids. And it's in their school district, which is really what's key. So that's a good thing.
And he had offered to pay her, what, $50,000 a month or spouse, or child support or something like that? Or
No. He was ordered to pay her. She wanted $210,000 or $19,000, and the court ordered her to pay, I think it was $150,000 or $160,000. I can't remember, but somewhere in there.
But
a month.
He had made an initial offer before all of that of like $50,000, and he was like, that's way too low, and they ended up getting that double. But, well, if it was $50,000, it still would have left him with $15,000 for food and
that's not enough.
Entertainment.
Yeah, that's not enough. But I think what's funnier is, well, we'll talk about that when we come back because we're going to take a break here. But we'll talk about what he's doing now, what Kevin Costner's doing now.
All right, this is Radio Law Talk with Todd Koonin and Denise Dirk. Stay tuned because the big broadcast, and this is a big broadcast, will continue in just a little bit.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. More snow in store for more than 100 million Americans this weekend. Forecasters say two back-to-back storms will spread at least 3 inches of snow across some 18 states from Wyoming to New York. President Biden still believes there can be a solution between Israel and Palestine. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told reporters Friday that Biden made those comments to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Those comments come after Netanyahu rejected the idea for a Palestinian state once the conflict in Gaza is over. Japan has now become the fifth country to successfully land on the moon. Their lander touched down on the moon yesterday.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio Law Talk. I'll be back.
Oh, that's down.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
So when we went to the break, Denise, you had made a comment about what Kevin Costner is up to now. What are we talking about? What's going on?
Well, I don't know how real this is, but I saw something on TikTok. You know, TikTok is always right on, right? And he was on there, and he was trying to solicit votes of whether or not he should go back to Yellowstone and do another year with Yellowstone. But this is my thought. You know, as a divorce lawyer, you're always kind of paid to be like the naysayer or something. And my initial thought was, oh, he's trying to renegotiate a contract. So it's after the date of separation. And then if he goes back to Yellowstone, any royalties from that point on will be his. He won't have to split him with his wife.
Yeah, when we were talking about this, you know, it feels like with today's day and age where you can see so much so quickly on, you know, online, there's almost no gap between an event happening and us knowing about it. You compare that to, remember you'd hear stories about like the Vietnam War, where there'd be a news release and it would have to go through, or a press release would go through all this stuff, and the public would hear about something that happened, and it'd be like a month after it happened, right?
Or and, after the Civil War, there were people that didn't know the war had ended for, you know, months and months and months and months.
Yeah, and now it's almost instantaneously something happens and everybody can see it because of all of this. And so you get these things coming about celebrities that are almost instantaneous when it happens. You find out exactly what's going on. And over the last two decades of following Friends and things like that, you start to see patterns that happen. This is the skeptical side of me. If I see on Facebook or Instagram any friend of mine, any couple that's married, and somebody starts talking about how much I love my spouse, my immediate thought is, uh-oh, something's wrong. Because they're making public proclamations of love to hide what's really going on. It just, I'm skeptical like that because I've seen so many times where you see this and then, well, you know, oh, I love somebody so much. 3 months later, they're filing for divorce or they're split up or they're whatever. And it's like you start reading the tea leaves with celebrities, too. Anytime you see somebody doing something seemingly hinky with their finances, you know, what did Costner do? It was before his wife left him. He signed on to do this movie deal, right? And he, I remember him saying, I was so taken back by that, that I actually mortgaged my own property to pay for the movie deal. Well, the property that he mortgaged was his separate property, right?
Yep.
He knew this was coming down. He didn't use community assets to fund that movie deal. He used his separate property assets to fund the movie deal so that when the deal was struck, albeit during the term of marriage, she wouldn't have any claim to it because he used his separate property.
And he didn't yet start filming, so his community conduct or his ability to and efforts were not going to be put into that that asset yet either. So we're looking at that was a smart move. Another one that I don't necessarily want to say it's a smart move, but remember when Tom Cruise filed for divorce from Nicole Kidman like 3 months before the 10-year mark when it would become a presumptively long-term marriage in
yes.
California? That happens a lot as well. People go rush down and they want to file right away so they don't hit that 10-year mark. Because in California, presumptive long-term marriage is 10 years. And if you have a marriage of 10 years or longer, somebody could be paying long-term spousal support.
And if it's not a long-term marriage, spousal support is usually what? Like half the...
It could be.
That could be that.
Yeah, it's within a reasonable period of time, and a reasonable period of time in a short-term marriage is one half the length of the marriage. So yeah, it's exactly like that. That when that happened, I lost a lot of respect for Tom Cruise, because at the time Nicole Kidman was also pregnant, and
yikes.
She ended up, you know, suffering a loss of that pregnancy. So anyway, you see that you're going to see all of these positionings, and it's really for a reason.
But, Denise,
planning.
Isn't that all just taking legal advice in most cases? I mean, maybe they don't consider the optics, but their lawyer says, Tom, if you're going to do this, you better get it done. And the same with Kevin Costner. If you're going to do this, here's a way. And they think that's following legal advice or them coming up with it?
Well, or them coming up with it. I mean, we don't know when Kevin Costner's wife told him she wanted a divorce. We know their date of separation was before she actually filed for divorce. So, you know, maybe the tea leaves were on there and he started to think in ahead, well, this is going to be my last year in Yellowstone, so that would be the end of my contract. And, you know, we don't know. The thing is, this isn't Kevin Costner's first rodeo.
Yeah.
Right?
Is this his second? This was his third marriage, wasn't
yes,
it?
Yes, I believe it's third.
Oh.
And you know that the first one was probably difficult because the first marriage that he was in was, you know, the marriage that he was in before he became famous. And it was the marriage that dissolved after he had risen to fame. And so you have all those issues to deal with and stuff. And so,
yeah. He had several children with his first wife.
That's
too.
Right. He did. He did.
So some people, never learn. Oh, I have to tell you, one of the funniest things, I had a colleague from way back who used to send out holiday cards. And they were so cheerful, they said, eat, drink, and remarry. He was a divorce attorney.
That's clever.
Isn't that clever?
That is very clever. You and I were talking earlier, just shifting gears a little bit here. Things that you don't want to hear. Real estate agents, in the middle of the, when the house is in escrow and you're representing the buyer. Okay. Things that you don't want to hear from your client. Oh, by the way, I just bought a new car. or I decided to quit my job, or you don't want to hear that in the middle of escrow, right? If you were a football coach, you wouldn't want to hear just before the starting of the season that your quarterback decided to have elective surgery, is going to be out for 4 weeks. Why? Well, you know, I had LASIK. I just wanted to get it done. You know, but really, you know, I can't. I was trying to think of one for family law. One you would not want to hear from your client shortly before trial. So I don't know if you could think of something off the top of your head.
Oh, I lost it. Well, it's like the judge. I just lost it and shot my wife. That just happened in Southern California.
That was a Southern California, Orange County Superior Court judge right. Over the weekend had an argument with his spouse, and that was documented. He had the argument, went home. The argument apparently continued as alleged, and he shot and killed his spouse. And then sent a text, I believe it was, to the bailiff saying, "Not going to be into court tomorrow. Just had an argument, and I shot my wife. I'm so sorry," but, yeah.
Well, the CBS News story said they started arguing in a restaurant.
Yes.
And then that continued when they got home. And she said, "Well, why don't you just point a real gun at me?" And he took off the gun from his ankle. Again, allegations that was reported by CBS News. Takes the gun out of his ankle holster, points it at her, and goes bang, and says, "Okay, end of story."
And I think their adult son, who may have been present or something like that, was the one who called 911. Right. I think that's where some of that information comes
from.
That's
just awful.
Isn't it terrible?
Yeah. Oh, no. What's worse, though, is what they don't tell you.
Yes.
Like, you get into trial, and then you're presented with, you know, evidence of streams of text messages where they're using bad language and calling the other side bad words and all of that. That's just, you get into that situation, and there's no way out. There's no way to back out of that.
As a criminal defense attorney, here's one that you don't want to hear from your client. Whether you don't want to have it not told to you, and you don't want to hear it if it did happen. I mean, you just don't want this to happen. You're getting ready to go to trial, and you find out, or you're told that your client has just been had his bond revoked and is picked up because they have evidence that he has been trying to intimidate witnesses. Yeah, that's what you don't want to have happen, and that is exactly what has happened, alleged to FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried. Now, he has been out on bond, living at his parents' place.
Who is he?
He is the founder of FTX, who is facing charges in connection with the absolute collapse of FTX. And when we come back, we'll tell you how his bond was revoked recently and where he's going to be spending time until trial. We'll cut to that when we come back.
That's next on Radio Law Talk with Todd Kunin and Denise Dirks and you. Couldn't do it without you. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back. And other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor.
We are the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
Yeah? Well, you know, that's just like your opinion, man.
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Petty.
So Sam Bankman-Fried, he was the founder of FTX. He's been under house arrest facing fraud allegations, all of this in connection with, you know, essentially where did all the money go and mismanagement of funds when FTX.
And this is that cryptocurrency stuff, right?
It was a cryptocurrency exchange. And so this was an exchange where people could trade various different types of cryptocurrency. But FTX had its own crypto coin as well, and essentially the whole thing went belly up pretty much overnight. In the course of like 2 or 3 days, it went from, hey, this is great, to run, get whatever money you can, be done with it. And Bankman-Fried was he in the Bahamas when he was arrested and extradited to the United States? And he's from Palo Alto. He's been living at his folks' house on house arrest. Well, on bond, $250 million bail package was what his bond was in order for him to be able to not be incarcerated until trial. Well, apparently, the prosecutors alleged to the judge that Bankman-Fried's bail should be revoked, he should be taken in custody, because he indirectly harassed a key witness, his former girlfriend, who was going to be a witness against him. She's looking like at 110 years, but she's got a prosecution deal to testify against Bankman-Fried. And the way they're alleging he harassed her was, again, they were in a relationship one time, and he, Bankman-Fried, gave a journalist some of her private writings in January of this year in an effort to, they're alleging, to cast a bad light on her and what have you. And so, because of that and other allegations, the prosecutors went and said that, quote, he's tried to tamper with witnesses at least twice since his December arrest. And the judge agreed, and Bankman-Fried's been taken back into custody and will remain in custody, as it stands right now, until his trial. I don't know when his trial is set for, but he'll remain in custody for that period of time.
So when they revoke someone's bail, do they get that bail back, or do they forfeit the bail?
It depends. And I'm not certain everything that goes into it. I know I had this question from a friend of mine the other day. If a case goes through and there are no issues, the case just gets completely adjudicated, what is it that I get back? And I had to answer that question with a question. I said, well, did you use a bail bondsman or didn't you? And this is in the state of California. And he says, I used a bail bondsman. Okay. So here's the deal. You're not getting any of the money you put up back. Let's say they set bail at, we'll just use easy numbers, set bail at $10,000. If you use a bail bondsman in the state of California, you give them $1,000, 10%, and then they put up the whole amount. You never get that $1,000 back. That's essentially
the cost.
10% interest on a loan that the bail bondsman is giving you by paying your bail. However, if you pony up $10,000 and pay the $10,000 to the to get out on bail, you don't go through a bondsman, you just pay all $10,000, then you get that back when it's done, just like the bail bondsman.
Now here he couldn't have put up $250,000 perhaps.
Well, it was a $250 million bail package.
Yeah,
so,
but 10% is,
well, it depends. On those circumstances, I don't know if it was assets. I don't know if he used a bondsman or not.
His parents'
or if he
home.
Put up bond. But, you know, if you skip bail and you never come back, that's, well, there's the teeth, right?
Right.
You skip bail, you lose the money. He didn't skip bail. Just bond was revoked. And if bond was revoked and he goes back in, the bail is the way to get you to keep going to court or to take you back into custody if you do something wrong. Eventually, they're going to get their money back because now he's sitting in jail. But
right. And this, in this case, it's going to be for sure appealed, because in this particular case, it's not like there's a gag order. It's a complete gag order. Like, you can't talk publicly about the case at all, which full-on gag orders like that are always subject to appeal. So we know this is probably going to get appealed.
It is. The difficult part here is, it's one thing if the reason your bond was revoked was because you violated a gag order, which is not supposed to talk about the case at all, and then you're found talking to the press or doing something about the case. There's an added layer here in this one, and that is, I wasn't just talking about the case, but the prosecution is alleging that I am specifically trying to tamper with or intimidate a witness who will testify against me. Not only is that a violation of the court order, that could be grounds for a completely separate cause of action. They could amend to add
a felony.
Felony tampering of the witness. And so, he's committed not just a violation of gag order, but they're going to allege he's committed a new offense while out on bond, and it had to do with this witness. And so that's going to be problematic for him. And, there you go. So we'll see how that shakes out.
So let's talk a little bit about what happens when you're called for jury duty.
Okay.
All right. So you get called for, it depends also on the states, but generally speaking, when you're called for jury duty, you either ask to get out of it for a good reason or a good cause, or you have to go to it. And so this woman, Tori Scow, she has triplets as well as a five-year-old child. And she got called for jury duty, and she couldn't get out of it. And, in fact, there would have been a charge of a $1,000 fine if she hadn't have showed up for jury duty. So she said, okay, I'm going to take my kids. I don't have a babysitter. My mom who takes care. There's very few people who can take care of my triplets. My husband has to work. My mom is out of town, so I'm going to take him with me, and I'm sure the judge is going to let me go fairly quickly. Well, that didn't happen. It was pretty awful what happened to her. So she is 4 hours at jury duty, getting questioned, watching other people get questioned. Her triplets are going all over the place, jumping around, trying to satisfy them with snacks. Her little five-year-old, to her credit, was being really good, sitting quietly and being good. But the triplets, they were little. They were 18 months old. How do you keep 18 months old quiet, let alone three of them, for 4 hours? And that judge put her through it. That judge did not dismiss her until the very end. And then he dismissed her, and he dismissed another mother that had twins, I believe, with her.
The one thing that was difficult about this is to give the judge a little bit of a break here is that in this jurisdiction and a lot of others, you don't actually get in front of the judge right away. When you go in for jury duty, you go to the jury commissioner's office, you fill out your questionnaire, you hear from those folks there. None of those folks have the authority to discharge you from jury duty. It's not until you actually get into the courtroom in front of the judge. So a good 2.5 hours of that was before she even got in front of the judge, but then she had to wait another 2 hours. I would have thought the judge would have cut her loose, but whatever.
Somebody needs to fix that, Todd. That just doesn't seem right to me.
I agree, but it doesn't happen that often as well, so, you know, have too many.
And you can't favor certain citizens because this is a duty. Remember, it's a duty of you as a citizen of your state to serve on juries. So
it is.
I kind of get not giving anybody a preference, but I think once the disruptiveness happened in the courtroom, it should have been
obvious,
resolved at that point.
You know what else is our duty?
Oh, what is that?
A quick take on the show for today. Denise is going, what? Yeah, every week we let the host of the show give us a quick take on what they think you should remember in the week going ahead. Todd, what's your quick take today?
You know, I read the Sam Bankman-Fried story and heard about that, and I was reminded of the comedian Ron White, who said, look, I understand I have the right to remain silent. I just lack the ability.
Good luck. Denise?
Well, mine's going to be more of a sobering type of a quick take. And I just want to say out there to all the people that are in Maui and suffered such a horrific loss over the last few days that we at Radio Law Talk are thinking about you, and we will be there to support you.
Absolutely.
Always.
Absolutely. All Northern Californians feel their pain, too. We'll see you next week on Radio Law Talk. Todd, you want to take us?
No, we are good to go. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week on Radio Law Talk.
There you go.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com. You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.